In a world where you need English to survive, one man has 1 hour to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. Do you have what it takes? Alberto Alonso in the show with no name. That's right, the Nameless Show on Vaughan Radio. Are you ready? Let's begin. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with no name on Vaughan Radio. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your giddy with the Spanish name, Alberto Alonso.
Yes, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Luis, tell them what it's called.
Show with no name.
No. Luis, I need more energy. It's Monday morning. I've been on holiday for a week. I'm going to need a lot more energy. Luis, what is the name of this show? That's right. You give me energy, I'll give it right back to you. All right. Well, everybody, as you know, this is a live show. I know you guys have, you haven't had your fix. What is this? To have your fix. All right. Well, a fix is like tu dosis. You haven't had your live fix of Show With No Name in a long time. It's been over a week, but we are back, and we're here to have a great time to teach you some cool stuff, as always, here on the Show With No Name 2.0. And we call it 2.0 because it's a two-hour show, and 2.0 also means interactive, and that means you participate in today's show. In fact, today, we're going to analyze some dreams. We're going to find out what's going on in your crazy heads. Yeah. Your mother couldn't figure it out. Your psychologist or psychiatrist couldn't figure it out. But we're going to figure it out here today on the Show With No Name 2.0. As many of you know, I was in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Lovely, lovely place. I'd been there several times before, but this was the first time I was there for their national celebration called Queen's Day. And this is in honor of not the queen now, but the queen's mother. So the big, you know, the old school queen, I don't even know her name, but it's not important. That's not important. That's not why I went. I don't believe in kings or queens. I'm an American. We left Europe because we didn't agree with that. But it was a lovely celebration nonetheless. No obstante, it was amazing celebration. These people are so happy, the Dutch people. And it was just great to see this patriotism. That the last time I've seen this patriotism, or the last time I saw this patriotism, was when Spain won the World Cup. That's it. I've never seen it when a political party has won. When Spain won the World Cup. And before that, the United States. Like September 11th and stuff like this. So it was just amazing to see people all wearing orange, right? Llevar puesto. We don't say to use, we say to wear. They were wearing orange hats, orange shirts, the girls' orange bras. Don't ask me how I know. But it was awesome. So if you guys haven't been to Amsterdam, you've got to get out there. If you get the chance to go out there for Queen's Day, I recommend it because not only is it Queen's Day, but yesterday we went to Kokenhof, it's called. A ver si lo pronuncio mal. Kokenhof, which is a huge area with flowers and gardens and windmills, molinos, windmills, as far as the eye could see. It was just impressive. I'll show you some photos after. You're going to flip out. I'm not even a big flower guy. I'm more of a football and beer guy. But
flower guy.
But let me tell you something. These flowers were just sexy. So many cool colors. It was just really, really lovely. Well, perhaps it was that brownie I had before I went that made them a little more interesting. But lovely time. Now, Amsterdam, check it out.
Surprise, no?
What's that?
The brownie with something inside?
Well, no, there's no surprise. They tell you when you buy it what you're buying. There's no surprise, really. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to welcome my guest who's here with us. And sorry for all the guests. I know I had a lot of guests who were supposed to come on Thursday and Friday, and I was able to contact most of you from Amsterdam to cancel because I missed my flight on Thursday, unfortunately. Oh, it was such a horrible thing. And sorry to anybody who I may have stood up. Dar plantón is to stand someone up. So sorry if I stood you up. I tried to contact everybody, but it was tough. It was tough. All right. Well, speaking of guests, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce my guest for today. She's been here before. She is dreamy. There's your word for today. She's dreamy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Beatriz.
Good morning, Alberto.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
All right. Now, do you have as much energy as me? Right
no,
now.
I think you come from Amsterdam with a little bit more energy than I.
Which is weird because, you know, you'd think it was the opposite. I'd come back, run down, Gonzalo, but no, I feel great. It's just nice to get out of your routine, to get out of the city. Madrid's a lovely city, but get me out of here. as often as possible, please. All right, well, Beatriz, have you been to Amsterdam before?
Yes, once.
Okay, what did you think of the city?
I think it's a city very, friendly.
It's a very friendly city.
Friendly city.
Yeah, absolutely. People are hospitable. Hospitable.
The only thing I don't like about Amsterdam is that I don't understand them.
Oh, well, they speak English. Most people there speak English.
Yeah, but, you know, but for example, for me it was really terrible to take a bus
like
or a train.
Like public transport,
Because I couldn't understand anything, you know?
They're like, Guggenheim. Like, no, they'll say these strange words.
Normally, because I speak English and I speak French and I speak Spanish. I mean, with those three languages,
you can get by.
You can get by. No?
Sure,
But not understanding is something I don't like.
But all you have to do is say, excuse me, could you repeat that? I don't know what you're talking about over here. Yeah, I don't understand Dutch at all.
Is that anything I didn't like about it?
Well, imagine if you go to China. That would be crazy. That would be out of control. What did you think of the... Well, what time of year were you there? What season? ¿Qué temporada?
It was, in July.
In July.
In July.
What was the weather
like? In the beginning of July.
Was it hot? Was it humid?
No, it was not very hot. It was like a spring here.
Okay, like spring here.
Some rain, but normally, you know, hot and sun, but some rain sometimes.
Some rain as well.
I stayed there like 3 days and went great.
Yeah, it's a cool, I'll always go back. It's a city I could imagine myself living in. It's just cool. It's just a very cool. I love the bicycle thing. I love, like you said, people
the
are
markets.
Very friendly. The markets are incredible.
I saw a market, marvelous market. Everything and flowers and
the flower market, the famous flower market. And that's
I love it. And I am a flower girl.
You're a flower girl.
Not a flower boy, but I'm a flower girl.
Now, do you know what a flower girl really means in English?
No.
A flower girl is at the wedding, usually the little girl en una boda que tira las flores.
No, well. I think you know what I'm trying to
say. Of course.
I love flowers.
Yeah. I understand.
Totally crazy.
That's it.
I just wanted to explain the secondary meaning of that word for you there. All right. Okay. A flower girl. I've never been a flower girl. I was a ring bearer. Do you know what this is? The ring bearer is the boy who carries, because to bear is llevar, to bear arms, llevar algo, como oso. So I was the ring bearer, and it was pretty funny. They were like, walk straight, smile. And I was like, wait, fix your hair. You're like a little doll when they do this to you. Now, all right, so you like flowers. Do you like tulips, tulipanes?
Yes.
Beautiful flowers.
Beautiful flowers.
Really lovely flowers.
My favorite flower is the calas. Have you seen a calas before?
I don't know. How do you spell it?
Calas.
C-A-L-A-S. A-S.
Calas are, you know, like a tulip in white.
I see
with the yellow... I don't know how to name that
cala.
In the middle.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at some photos
this,
over here.
One.
Calas.
Yeah.
Now, I thought a cala was a cave, but I'm wrong here.
No.
Okay,
but
a cala.
You have that flower, too.
Okay, let's take a look. Cualquier especie, lirios de agua.
That's it.
Okay, let's take a look at it here in English. That'll help me out. What do you do? Oh, these guys are smoking marijuana. I brought it for you to smoke outside of work, not in work. Come on.
This is a cala.
Let's take a look at it in English. It's called a Xanthidicea Ethiopica. It's the lily of the Nile. Lily. Okay, I see this. Like Lilia, like the name Lilia. It's called a lily of the Nile. El Nilo.
Lily of the Nile.
What a beautiful, that's a beautiful looking flower, isn't it? Yeah. I started looking at the names, but then after about 50 different species of, I was like, okay, I can't remember all these. But there were just lovely ones. There's the gardens, as I said, Kuchenhof, and that's about, you take about a 45-minute bus ride outside of Amsterdam, and it's just beautiful. It's these pictures that you see with the rows and rows of flowers and the windmills, and it was the first time I had gone there. It was really, really cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. What's your favorite city you've been to? You've traveled quite a bit, huh?
Paris.
Why do you like... Now, I love Paris, but I'm curious. Why do you love Paris so much?
That's something happened to me in Paris. When I arrived there...
Don't get into too many details. Okay. No, I'm joking.
Naked!
Qué malos.
Well, the thing is, when I arrived to Paris, I felt like if I was at home.
Okay, so you instantly felt at home over there. Sure.
And this, well, obviously, it's a beautiful city, but it's a kind of sense of... I've been there before.
Okay, you had like this déjà vu kind of thing. See, I speak a little French too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it though. That's the extent of my French.
Yes.
Paris is a very cool city. It's not as welcoming, I would say, the people. But I've...
Rome, for example, I loved Rome.
Oh, Rome is incredible.
And Venice. Oh my God.
See, Venice, I didn't like as much.
I loved it.
You know what? I think everybody talked, oh, Venice. And I think I had these amazing, and it was great. And I've been two or three times I've been to Venice. But you know what? It didn't live up to, como diríamos en inglés, it didn't live up to my expectations. I was expecting more.
More.
And I guess that's because all your life you hear Venice.
But for me, for example, in Italy was an incredible experience because I don't know why, everywhere I went in Italy, I've been there like two weeks and I've been in several towns.
Okay.
Something amazing happened to me.
Okay.
Like, for example, when I arrived to Venice, I was with a friend and we were walking and suddenly there was a beautiful church.
Okay.
And music was going out from the church. So we went in and there was a rehearsal of Beethoven in that, a rehearsal of a concert is going to happen.
Sure,
a Beethoven concert. It was so incredible.
And this was just a rehearsal. You were like, this isn't even the concert. This is just...
You know, it's like incredible. But after that, two days later, we went to Pisa. And it happened to us exactly the same thing.
Really? You guys just follow the music.
You know, I don't know what happened. Well, then they told me that in spring in Italy, there are a lot of concerts. Because a lot of towns are in fiestas, you know.
Sure, like they have their local festivals.
And there, the local festivals, they used to have a lot of concerts and classical music.
They used to or they usually do?
They usually do. So... for me, that I like classical music, you know.
Look at that. I mean, is this possible? There's a rehearsal going on in Studio B over here. This is incredible.
Wherever you go,
violins follow you. It's incredible.
But, you know, in three towns in Italy, happened to me the same.
The same thing happened to me.
And in Pisa, it was incredible because it was a choir of 30 men.
30 men. Oh 30 men. God. 30 men.
30 yeah. men. Like,
incredible. And you probably had shivers going up.
Of course. In that incredible church is just near the, just beside the Torre Pisa.
Okay.
You know, for me, it was an incredible experience in Italy.
Italy is just an amazing place, too. It really is. Really, the world is full of so many cool places, guys. What is the moral of the story here? Get out there. Explore it. See it. And you can do it on a shoestring. ¿Qué significa esto? En un cordón de zapato.
Okay.
You can do it on a shoestring.
Yeah. Let me explain.
Tell me.
Do it in a shoestring is when you go with very little money.
Yeah.
And, you know, con una mochila.
Yeah, a la aventura. Dale un totally native over here. So we say to do it on a shoestring budget or on a shoestring.
No puedo hablar. You taught me that.
Yeah.
Because I heard it in
Dame un totally algo.
Totalmente lativo.
Yeah, there's especially, you know, in Europe, you can get around pretty cheap. You can really get to different cities.
Well, I don't know, because Paris, for example, is really expensive.
Well, you can get there pretty cheap. Yeah, you can get there cheap. The thing is, once you're there, you're going to spend a little bit, sure. Yeah. But the thing is, I was in Paris the first time I went there. I was traveling around Europe with two friends of mine, and I started running out of money. I was like, oh, I didn't plan correctly. So I literally went in the morning. I would go to the supermarket. I would get a loaf, a baguette. I would get some ham, some cheese, and a bottle of wine. And I would carry that with me for the whole day. And every time I felt like it, I would have a little picnic. And for €5 a day, I ate. It was incredible. I did it. And I was, and I'm telling you, one was in the gardens at the Louvre. One was at the Luxembourg Garden. I was like, where can you get this? You know what I mean? These are lunches that are more memorable than any restaurant I've ever been to. It's true.
I don't know what to tell you about.
They're a restaurant, because, and again, the restaurant experience starts to seem all the same. You're like, okay, nice restaurant, good steaks, whatever. But then really the experience of sitting in front of Notre Dame and having a sandwich and eating it and looking at it.
Okay, that's a place. Yeah. In front of Notre Dame is a place.
Yeah, no, well, all my lunches were at these just amazing locations around the city. And it was just, I'll never forget it. All right, well, Beatriz, tell our listeners, in case they don't know, you tell them a little bit about what you do. Tell them, because you have something called autoevolution, self-evolution. Evolution. Tell us what it is.
Well, it's how do you say, a way of knowing oneself,
okay,
and to develop the best of ourselves.
Sure.
In order to, you know, to be more happy, to be more creative. Mm-hmm. In order to know how your unconscious works.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to clean your mind of negative patterns that you know, they block you and block
your energy,
and your creativity.
Sure.
And I have a webpage called autoevolucion.com.
Okay.
And I give different courses of you know, how to diagnose your own mind, how to change the program of your mind, and how to use all your capacidad, skills,
or your abilities,
and to discover new ones, because normally there are a lot of people, they don't really know what they are capable of.
Yeah, they're living below their expectations. I think 90% of the population, maybe more. Mm-hmm. I'm no scientist here, but I think at least 90% of the population is living below their expectations.
Yes. And there's something that is really, really interesting and funny. Is to understand that if you diagnose what is your unconscious mind is 90% of your power, of your mental power.
Okay.
And but you have to know how it is it programmed, how to diagnose that program, and how to change it in order to make that all that power work for you and not against you.
Like we say in English, to channel that power.
That's it.
Because we all have this mental energy. Some of it is creative. For some people, it's more analytical.
Yes.
And things like this. But if it's all over the place, if it's like a laser that's not focused.
And besides that, the intuition is other thing that people normally don't use.
I'm the king of intuition. I trust my intuition 100%. My instinct. Decimos en inglés también, my gut feeling. Yeah, to trust my gut or my gut feeling. Dale un totally native. Lo supo.
Totally.
Ahí lo tiene. That's two. A lot of people don't. They're like, yeah, I want to do this. And usually when you want something or you desire something, that's really, you know, what's going to make you happy.
Yeah, but you know what happened? Normally you say, okay, I'm going to do something. Mm. Okay. But if you have all that patterns and all that, you know, inner voices that tell you, okay, are you sure you're going to be able to do that? You're not, you know, you don't deserve this or those kind of stuff.
Sure, yeah.
You have to reprogram your mind to tell you the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I can do anything.
Okay, I can do anything. I have to study and have to prepare myself.
Sure, sure.
I have to be proactive.
Sure.
And positive.
How do you say querer es poder?
Me has pillado.
Ooh.
Querer es poder. One thing is no.
One thing is canning.
That's it. That's it. Made up.
One thing is canning. Querer es poder. We say where there's a will, There's a way.
There's a way.
Donde hay voluntad, hay un camino.
Ay, buena esa.
You like that?
I mean, like
totalmente
that.
Nativo, tío.
Totalmente nativo. If there's a way. No, no. ¿Qué has dicho?
Where there's a will.
Where there's a will.
There's a way.
There's a way.
Yeah, see, not, this show doesn't only teach you English, but we're teaching
great.
You how to unlock the potential inside
That's
you.
That's it.
That's what we do here. Unlock the potential that's in all of us. And yes, you yes. say a big way of doing this is by looking at what you dream of, what you think of when you're not trying to think about
something.
When you're
not trying to think. You know that
in history,
mm-hmm. we have a lot of examples of people, very creative people.
Creative
people.
No te preocupes. Esa la vamos a corregir.
Esa es la palabra
creative,
perdida.
Creative.
Oh, creative people mm-hmm. in science and in music and in arts mm. that use a different kind of dreaming aspects
okay.
to create everything that they want.
Sure, sure.
¿Vale? For example, digo, ¿vale?
¿Vale? Okay.
For example, you know, everybody knows Thomas Alva Edison, for example.
Oh, never heard of him.
Oh. Well, Edison, for example, those who knew them, they were very surprised because the way that he... We've talked about in other programs about how to incubate a dream.
Right.
Is how to ask to your unconscious.
Ask your unconscious.
Your unconscious for solutions.
Sure.
Okay. But for example, Thomas Alva Edison, when he was studying his discoveries, mm-hmm. This is to study something very, you know, to very concentrated. And then if you go to a little nap.
Yeah.
Your rational mind leave those limits below zero, you know.
Sure, sure.
¿Cómo se dice?
Gets them out of the way.
Okay.
Quita de medio, ¿no?
Yes, mm-hmm. and the unconscious mind mm-hmm. can do those, how do you say, links between yeah. all the ideas that you have in mind.
Right, mm-hmm? Right.
So, and this kind of... technique, there are a lot of creative people.
Yeah.
I did it. There are a lot of creative.
Esto funciona.
Yeah. There are a lot of creative people that use this kind of technique
mm-hmm.
to solve the problems that they couldn't solve in the when they are awake.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Like, for example, Albert Einstein in the theory of relativity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He discovered the theory after dreaming he had traveled through a space riding on a lightning.
On a lightning bolt.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, because lightning, sería encontrable. So on a
en
lightning
un, en
bolt.
Un rayo.
Yeah, yeah, on
okay.
a lightning bolt. Yeah.
That's it. So he discovered this
wow.
after this dream.
So that dream kind of told him, this is what's going on here. Listen, pay attention. There it is.
And, you know, for example... Salvador Dalí.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Salvador Dalí, for example, these strange images.
Mm-hmm.
The
I thought it was LSD the whole time.
No. He used the little naps too.
Okay, he
little,
took.
Yeah,
so he the took, key is take little naps.
Little naps and wake up in the middle. You know, because when you're in this light dreaming.
Mm-hmm. This is like an alpha state or something?
That's it.
Okay.
But what you get is that. The rational mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, they below their activity.
Sure, sure.
And the unconscious start to...
To come to the
to
surface.
To come to the surface.
Yeah.
So there is a moment when both of them are open
yeah.
in the same level.
Okay.
So the
they're
ration,
in harmony almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
The rational mind can read directly the unrational mind.
Okay.
And normally when you are awake... They are separated.
I'm irrational when I'm awake, always.
Okay. They are separated.
Sure.
But when you're just about to sleep mm-hmm. or when you're dreaming, you know, your unconscious mind can give you and can serve you all the links of all that, those ideas. Have you been
that you've
reading,
been working
studying
on, yeah,
and working
sure.
on them?
Mm-hmm.
And that unconscious mind can give you exactly the link that you need to solve any problem.
Any problem in your normal
life. In your normal life.
Some guys, it's all... And again, we said this last time, we'll say it again. The answer is inside you.
That's it.
Don't look elsewhere. No mires a otros lados para las respuestas tuyas. The answer is inside you. All right. Well, we've got to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to interpret. Well, not me. Beatriz, no quieres que yo interprete. Yo tengo una mente sucia. I'll be like, it really means you want to sleep with me. all right. Well, no era así. Bueno, bueno. All right. Well, we'll look at some dreams when we come back. We're also going to take a look at some comments on Twitter as well. And tons of show left. Yes, I was looking. I think I was not going to stick around. No? Yeah. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. Show with no name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around! Yeah, yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
The Show with No Name. The Show with No Name.
Yeah, that's right. It's The Show with No Name 2.0, and I'm here with Beatriz from Auto Evolucion, and we are having a great, great time here, as always, in the studio. We're going to teach you lots of fun stuff today as we go through this crazy 2 hours known as The Show with No Name. All right, well, let's take a look. We've got some comments coming in on Twitter over here. All right, well, first I wanted to congratulate everyone. Today is National Masturbation Day. That's right. So congratulations to everybody. And today is a good day to spend time with yourself. Esto no lo he inventado, eh? I have not made this up. But I'll tell you what, como me tengo que portar medio bien en la radio, since I have to somewhat behave on the radio throughout the day, a lo largo del día, I'm going to teach you different ways to say masturbation. Eso es. Pero no en la radio. No en la radio. Luego no quiero quejas. On my Twitter, if you get offended, no me sigas en IM Alberto Alonso. Si te vas a ofender. Okay? Pero luego, ¿ves? See, membership has its benefits. So, again, happy National Masturbation Day. Spend some time with yourself today. All right. Well, some comments here on Twitter. Let's see. Marvin El Flaco says, good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello. El mundo saluda. Yeah. Bicenota says, thanks, dude. Welcome back to spring-like Spanish. Yeah, it feels nice. And the weather is beautiful. I did miss that Spanish sun. El Partido Nazi Conte says, good night from Mexico. The postman says, it is better to keep your mouth closed and let people think you are a fool than to open it and remove all doubt.
Oh,
you know what?
God.
You know what I say about that one? Keep them guessing. Que sigan adivinando. ¿Quién puede ser? What's wrong with this guy? Giggler says, good morning to you two. Thanks a bunch. What a good way to begin a Monday. And I don't know if that was a pun, un juego de palabras, pero a bunch of flowers. Esta mañana mandé flores por Twitter. Good. Dale a Giggler, un totally native. No sé si lo hiciste a posta, pero genial. Esteban says, what? Say what? Happy National Masturbation Day. What are you, crazy? The postman says, I'll celebrate it alone. Let's call it a day, says, huh? Hey, esto no lo inventado. I didn't make this up. Gonzalo dice, no lo sabía. Dame 5 minutos que voy a celebrarlo. Oh, man. Let's see. Giggler says, hello, everybody in the studio. Let's grab this Monday by the horns. Here comes the sun. And he pone a hand que me imagino que es have a nice day. Let's see. Fermín García says, it's the best invention since, la palabra y mejor es, it's the best invention since the wheel. Veronica says, oh my God, AA, I can tell you haven't changed during your holidays. ¿Cómo voy a cambiar en una semana?
Totally
I can't
naked.
Change in 1 week. After 34 years, I'm not changing. Like, haha, please don't change. Keep being like that. Muax. Thank you very much, Veronica. Javi says, yes, AA, give us your dosis. No, sería dos. Doce se escribe, of extra energy. Long live Show with No Name Live. Here we go. Me imagino que el go era así. Marvin says, good morning, guys. Nice to hear you again. I think you are more orange today. LOL. That's right. I am oranger. ¿Eso es una palabra? Or more orange. Ah, no se sabe.
Totally made up.
Totally made up. Es verdad.
Totally made up.
There it is. SV down in Malaga says, what's up, birds? So you were in Amsterdam. Good place indeed. I'd like to go there with Earden One, only to see monuments. Yeah, right. No te creo. I don't buy it.
What kind of monument?
Yeah, really. Michael, my friend over in Amsterdam, que me estaba quedando con él, says, a photo of AA in the Keukenhof, Holland, with the girls. Nice job on making your flight. Good times. Yeah, le dije que iba a perder el vuelo a posta. Now, how do we say perdí el vuelo? In English.
I lost the flight.
Soy malo. I missed my flight.
I missed.
Loses, perder algo como, ¿dónde está? Right? Vale. So to miss
sabías
is perder algo.
Sabías que iba a hacer lo mismo. Yes, malo.
Es que soy
¿sabías?
Malo, pero bueno, ¿sabes? Porque destaco los errores más comunes.
Oh, yeah.
So to miss, and miss is like a penalty as well. He missed the penalty. Messi, for example, missed the penalty. Cristiano Ronaldo missed the penalty. Diego Alonso, speak of the devil, mi padre. He says, welcome back. Did your parents visit Amsterdam on their honeymoon? Yes, they did. They were there on their honeymoon. Maybe that's when I was conceived.
And that's why you feel like at home.
Nice city. Absolutely, Dad. I agree totally. Veronica says, my favorite flower is the sterling rose. Very cool. Manuel de Fruto says, yeah, at last the master Alberto Alonso is back. First time in my life I've missed my teacher. I can't believe it, buddy. I feel like show with no name. Hugs. Thank you very much, Manuel. Yada says, what's up, AA? It was about time you came back so we could have fun listening to you and learning new vocabulary. Have a great day. Thank you very much. Javi says, hello, Bea, my lady's dreams. What's up, sweetheart?
Hola, Javi.
Careful. Javi's got some... You don't want to get inside his mind. I'll tell you that right now. Right now. Maggie Left says, where there's a will... there's a way. I love my English classes with Alberto Alonso at the show with no name. Thank you very much. Veronica says, good morning, all in the studio. Beatriz, when you come to the studio, I can't stop listening to you guys. I find it really interesting. Cool.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Good stuff over there. And a couple more. Let's see. Veronica says, conclusion, chase your dream. Sigue tus sueños.
That's it.
You got it. Marvin says, here's my dream. I'm fighting, and when I go to punch, I don't have strength, and my punch moves very slow. So I guess he's trying to fight someone, but he's battling with his energy. Do you know why? Okay, we'll hold on to that one. Esa lo cogemos para después. Aquí lo tienes, okay? Diego Alonso, my dad says, great subject. You got it. Alpha and theta, the supraconscious. I made this the great quest of my life. Great stuff. Eso es mi padre. Mi padre sabe de todo esto.
Lo ha llamado superconscious. Your father knows what.
He know, no. My father knows how to control his mind and other people's minds.
When you put in when you put in communication the two minds, it's a superconscious mind.
That's what he's
but
got.
But he
there.
Knew it.
Oh no.
Oh my God, Diego.
No, Beatriz, you would love my dad. I'll tell you this right now.
Diego, if you come to Madrid, please, I want to go with you for a coffee and talk about it.
The only problem is the coffee will last like 10 hours okay. Because my father has a lot to say and he's a very interesting guy, definitely, nice. Nonetheless. The postman says, welcome back, AA. Nice to hear you, Beatriz. Last week I was green with envy, dude. Well, now back to the grind. You can count on us. Dale un totally native ahí, Nacho. Vicenota says, nosotros te enseñaremos otras tantas en Spanish. Así me gusta cuando estaba hablando lo que voy a compartir luego en Twitter, las diferentes formas de hablar de chaca, las cosas que haces cuando estás solo y no estoy hablando de cocinar. Nate Atomic says, let's start the day on the right foot, or better, with the right hand. Ha, 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 con la mano derecha. Qué mal. Luego decís que soy malo. Sois malos. Me empezaron a seguir Borja, Ignacio. ¿Qué tal, Borja? ¿Qué tal, Ignacio? Welcome. Javi says, dream. The elevator keeps speeding upward, and it seems to me that the building is endlessly high, and I feel an impressive vertigo. So it's like an elevator that just keeps going up and up and up and up. Okay. Now, some of these we'll be able to tackle. Beatriz will decide which ones. And if not, I'm sure she can help you out after the show as well. Danny San says, hi, Alberto Alonso. My workmate also missed his flight when he was there. What do the Dutch add to the water to miss flights? Have a nice day. I don't think it's the water. I think it's the brownies. And the muffins. That's what it is. All right. Well, we've got a lot of comments. Thank you, everyone. By the way, thank you so much for your comments always on Twitter. It was nice to know that you guys missed me. I missed you, too. But then after a few days, I said, bueno, yo me podría quedar aquí. Hombre, you guys can come with me. Ven conmigo. All right. Well, we're going to take a look at a dream now. I want to take a look. We're going to analyze. Because you know what's interesting? And maybe I'm wrong here. Correct me if I'm wrong. That a lot of times we share similar dreams too, people. Like, you know, someone say, I have this recurring dream. And then you'll talk to someone and say, that happens to me too, that one, the flying, like some of the common ones. Do you find this that some
yes,
people have?
Yes, because, you know, the symbolic... the symbolic meaning is, you know, very. It's a question of. It's a cultural question.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, sure.
So, for example, water, it means emotions. You know.
Sure, sure.
The sun means the light, means the God, means you know. There are some how do you say symbols?
Symbols.
They
yeah.
are very commonly understood.
Mm-hmm.
In our sure. culture.
Yeah, I guess the Asian culture uses different symbols.
That's it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's it. But the thing is that after, you have to interpret the symbols, you know, in the general meaning
mm-hmm.
and in the particular meaning too.
Sure, sure.
You know, because one thing is, for example, if I see myself... driving a car,
mm-hmm.
that means that my dream is talking me about how I'm driving myself in life.
Sure, sure.
But if I am driving the car of my father.
My father's car.
Mm-hmm. That means that the way that I'm driving in my life is very much like my father's.
Sure, sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that symbol in particular is giving me more hint.
Sure, it's opened up more of a, of course, yeah.
More symbology,
mm-hmm.
more significance than only a normal car.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's take a look at one of those dreams. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes to take a look at. If we can say names or not, it's up to you.
Well, I think we can, no, Dreamer 1.
Okay.
So everyone.
Dreamer can, number
dreamer
one. You know said, I'm a dreamer.
Last Friday, I dreamed Javier Sardá started up a new late show called Show With No Name.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, me tiene que pagar derechos para eso.
Okay. So I asked him, you know, by Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Via Twitter. Mm-hmm. What he thinks about Javier Sardá and about the show with no name.
Sure.
Okay.
That makes sense because that'll see what kind of weight he's put on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Or she, we don't know.
He.
Okay.
Javier Sardá, he said he's a really good journalist, a successful man. And the show with no name, I feel just admiration. It's really... fun and worthy. And the best, in the deep, I feel I'm a little part of Show With No Name as the rest of the T-Force.
Okay,
that's what
cool.
he said.
Very
okay?
cool. I like this person.
Anonymous
person, I like you.
I know. I know that you like. Okay. But that, you know, this is a very creative... creative dream. Creative. Yes, it's the
I
third time.
You.
Yeah, the third time you tell me that it's a battle. Okay, very creative dream because that means that this dreamer admires qualities that he has got
okay.
inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, this man is can be as successful. As Javier Sardá.
Okay.
He can be as creative and a good, maybe not journalist.
¿Cómo se dice esa palabra?
Who?
Creativo.
Creative. Creative. Okay.
Your so, favorite word.
Yeah, okay. Es fatal este para mí.
Don't
worry. Voy a hablar de creatividad
Don't
y lo
worry.
Digo fatal. Bueno. And if he can do something for himself, he can do something creative and creative
okay.
and unite the two things that he admires.
Sure.
In Javier Sardá
mm-hmm.
and in you and the show with no name. I mean, he can do something that can be fun.
Contact me.
Okay. he can be fun and he can do it. I mean, the dream is it's telling you he can do it because when you admire something in somebody, that means that you have it in yourself.
That yeah, you've identified that.
You identified yourself with that personal thing and that personal people.
Sure, sure.
Okay. So very creative
nice.
And good dream. The second is Okay. She's a girl, and she dreamed with a Swedish friend who is...
Dreams with or... Dreams about. Dreams about or about. But if about. You know what we should do? Let's wait. Let's hold off. Porque tenemos 30 segundos. Entonces, sí. Así podemos entrar mejor. Okay. We'll, okay, so okay. The first one. Let's recap. Vamos a recapitular sí. El primero que hemos sí. Dicho. Okay, really quickly. Mm-hmm. The first dream was the Sardá with the show with no name. And you're mm-hmm. We're telling this mystery person
yes.
Their advice is...
That he is a very creative person. I don't know, creative person.
Thank you.
I don't know if he does something creative, but he can do it. I mean, he can do, you know, I encourage him to do something creative. Creative.
You got it. Ahí estás, estás ahí.
Terrible.
Creative. Do something creative.
Yes.
Because that the fact that you recognized other talent means that you yourself mm-hmm. possess that and can, we say in English, it takes one to know one. Requiere uno
but
para conocer otro.
It's related to speak because
to speak.
Javier Sarga mm-hmm. and you are very good speakers.
Thank you very much.
And you have goodwill. You're fun, and you are very communicative.
Thank you very much.
So this
50
guy
points,
is hey. Everything. Has everything.
You've got it all
that
buddy.
Qualities.
Oh
yes.
Man. All right, well, we've got to go to a commercial break, but we're going to look at some more dreams when we come back. We've also got Name That Lyric, You Snooze, You Lose, Today in History, all kinds of crazy stuff still to come here on the show with No Name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere.
Stick
around. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
The show with...
Ow. Okay. Oh, that hurt. Okay, well, we're back. We've got some comments on Twitter. Nacho, ¿cómo pueden contactar con nosotros por Twitter?
Tuiteanos, @IMAlbertoAlonso.
Yeah. Okay, Rothy says, oh, God, I didn't know that. Really? Is it true? Or is it totally invented? No, I didn't make it up, guys. It's really National Masturbation Day. No porque lo digo
oh
yo.
Oh, my God.
Te lo juro. Javier Bellido says, hey, AA, how many English courses do I need to take to understand Redneck Rodney? A lifetime, una vida. Redneck Rodney is a character that we have on Fridays on the show TGIF. And if you haven't met him yet, you have to meet him. He is Kyle Miller's third cousin.
What in tarnation is going on?
That's Redneck Rodney. If you haven't met him, you'll have to tune in. It's Fridays at 3. Es a las 3:30, ¿no? Ya voy dos viernes sin hacerlo. Friday at 3:30.
All right.
My new show, TG... No, new. Más nuevo. My newer show, TGIF. Jesús says... retuiteó lo de Happy Masturbation Day. Diego Alonso, my dad, says, Bea, te veré en Madrid... Has yes. observado, sí. Venimos y nos vamos del mundo en estado delta.
That's it.
Muy peculiar. There you go. Bueno, yo vine en Iberia, no en delta.
Esta es buena.
Beggars can't be choosers. A caballo regalado no le mires el diente. We also say, pero hay uno que es igual en inglés, que es never look a gift horse in the mouth. Eso es ese. Sí, no está
sí.
Totally made up. Eso es de verdad. Sí. So we have two. Beggars can't be choosers. And never look a gift horse in the mouth. Okay. Let's see. Mari V says, good morning. Just tuned in and found out that Auto Evolución is on the show today. Great. And she says,
hola, Mari V.
There she is, Mari V. Castle. Are you guys related?
No.
Okay. I thought you guys were related. What if you dream that your car has been stolen? That means you live in Detroit.
Okay,
all right, well, we're going to take a look. We got Name That Lyric, a few other things. We're going to look at another dream as well. AKA Freshly Squeezes, happy National Masturbation Day. National or can wankers everywhere celebrate? Is it okay to do it in public today, too? Haz lo que quieras. Do whatever you want. I don't care. It's fine. No, no lo hagas delante de mí, por favor. Pero... Oh, man. Ángel says, what happened? No me echáis la culpa a mí. It's not my fault. My dad says, Diego Alonso says, archetypes are in every culture, like dry rivers and in dreams. This may seem the common perception. Like you were saying, cultural symbols, things that exist mm-hmm. all over the world depend. It makes a difference on what we're dreaming.
But at the end, an archetype is something general. But sure. after, in each person, that archetype.
They personalize it.
It's personalized in role model.
Okay.
You know, role model in a pattern, a personal pattern.
A personal pattern.
Because, for example, if you take an archetype, it's like the father. Mm-hmm. Father is an archetype.
Right.
There are different ways of, behe as a father.
Sure, sure. Of behaving as a father.
Of behaving as
sure,
a
sure.
Father.
Depending on what culture. Some father. That's some it. Cultures, they're colder. Or some cultures, they're mm-hmm. more, loving. Sure. Veronica says, I beg to differ. Double A. But I prefer you instead of Javier Sardá. Long live Double A. God save Double A forever.
Me too.
Well, you know what? I want to take a look at some more dreams over here. What do you think? You want to take a look
great.
At some more? Yeah, let's take a look. Who have we got next on the chopping block?
The next is a girl that dreamed herself in a car with a Swedish friend.
Okay. With a Swedish friend.
Who okay. was pregnant. When she said, when I asked her due date, I saw her body outside, no, her baby outside the womb.
Okay, yeah, the womb.
Vaya movida, tronco. Yes.
This is crazy.
And I asked her, who was she? Mm. Or no, how was she? I mean...
What did she look like? Aspecto físico?
No,
or?
De forma de ser. ¿Cómo es?
What was she like?
Eso, what was she like?
Yeah, what does she look like físico? What is she like? Personalidad.
Okay, what is she like? Mm-hmm. You know, that friend. And she said, she used to be a rebellious and out of control, but now she has matured and she seems calm, happy and serene.
Okay.
Okay? So in this dream, that dreamer, I bet she used to be rebellious too.
Rebellious
too, mm-hmm. and she's changing.
Okay.
That's why she took that role model of
sure.
her friend.
Someone she wanted to emulate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when you are dreaming with a baby, that
dreaming,
means
dreaming about
about a baby of a baby, mm-hmm. that means that you're giving birth to another part of your personality. In this case, the dreamer, she's giving birth. A part of her that is more mature, calm, okay. happy, and serene. But
uh-oh, that there's
baby,
the but.
Yeah, that's a but.
There's
that
always
baby
a but.
Was out of the womb.
Okay.
That means that she doesn't protect herself.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the only but that I can find. I mean, she is giving birth to another part of herself that is more mature, mm-hmm. but she must learn to protect herself. Better.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right,
one.
There it is right there. So you're leaving yourself exposed.
Yes.
It's a possibility you're leaving yourself exposed. Yeah. You've gone through a change.
Yes.
But there's still a part of you that's exposed.
Yes.
That's open to get hurt, vulnerable.
Yeah. Vulnerable, that's
as
it.
As well. And what do you recommend? What's a good solution to this?
Good solution to this is, every change for good is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she has to be more, how do you say, prudente.
Prudent or cautious.
Cautious mm-hmm. and prudent. And observe more her surroundings.
Right,
the people,
observant. Yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. the people who, relate with. Mm-hmm. And that will help her to give birth to the mature part of herself.
Sure, sure.
Okay, to be more observant and protect herself.
Right.
More.
Well, of course, the more this is what I know. The more you're observant and seeing and feeling your mm-hmm. environment, the less likely you are to get hurt or to get to be
that's
exposed.
It. Yeah, that's it.
You know.
So she must be more cautious.
Be more cautious. And we don't know who this mystery person is. We don't know. We're not too sure.
She knows, but she knows. Do we have another?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. Another one is I dreamt with.
Dreamt with?
Went right. off.
Cuidado. En inglés nunca decimos dream With,
yeah, but so you know what happened? That I'm
reading.
I'm reading, and everybody does the same mistake.
Makes the same mistake.
So
be careful, guys. Es un error muy, muy común, porque en inglés la preposición es to dream of or to dream about. Y de hecho, dream es un verbo bastante regular e irregular, porque es dreamt y también dreamed. Los dos valen.
Claro. Entonces dice, I dream about a friend's little daughter. She's a very sweet girl, but in my dream she was rebel again.
She was rebellious. What's going on with rebelliousness?
Without a cause. Yes. Oh, that's today's topic.
She was a rebel without a cause.
Yes. But here, for example, another thing. In this case, she's a girl too, a woman.
Okay.
And in this case, her. Have you heard about your inner child?
Yeah, I have like 10.
For example, your father, your inner father, you act with your inner father when you say, okay, I'm going to do something.
Right.
You know, when you want to put an option, a direction in your life, mm-hmm. or you decide, and when you discipline yourself, is your inner father.
Okay.
But when you discipline yourself, you say, okay, Alberto, I'm going to do something. And your inner child is the one who has to obey and do it.
Sure, sure.
In mm-hmm. the end, the inner child is the one.
My
who
inner
has to
child misbehaves all the time.
Okay, that's it. In this case, this woman. He has a
she, right?
She mm-hmm. she has a little quarrel
okay.
between the parents, the inner parents, and the inner child.
Okay,
you know?
She right.
decides things that later on she's not agree.
She doesn't agree
mm-hmm. with what he decided.
With her original decision.
That's it.
So she goes back on her decisions a lot of times. She renegotiates. She's like, I'm going to do this. You know what? It's not really. So there's this struggle, esta lucha, mm-hmm. this internal, well, this struggle that's happening in all of us. Uh-huh. But here it's between the parents, the responsible side. And the inner child is like, let's go crazy.
That's it.
The side that wins in me.
In this case, this woman, those days, has been doing, he wanted to do things that her, you know, mature and responsible part of herself was not. You know,
sure. They're not matching.
They're
up.
Not matching. Yeah.
They're not in harmony. Mm-hmm. They're not in harmony, perhaps. But yeah. This is interesting stuff. See, I asked you this question the other day. Mm-hmm. I forget my dreams a lot, just because I'm a deep sleep. I think I just enter alpha, beta, theta. I enter some
beta, theta.
I'm at the end, all the way at the end over there.
Look, last time I came here, I remember, I think it was the postman said that he did that exercise and he worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
It works for him.
Okay.
It's very easy. If when you go to sleep, you have to visualize yourself that you are waking up the next day, remembering all of your dreams, and then you take a pen and write down your dream. You have to reassure your unconscious that you're going to pay it attention.
Okay.
Because if you're unconscious, if you don't pay attention to your unconscious,
sure.
you know, it would do nothing for you.
Yeah, you're not really in touch with yourself.
Okay. So you have to visualize all the process one time, two times, three times until you fall asleep.
Okay.
And in any moment, even if it is something important, maybe your mind will wake you up.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, normally it's when I wake up is when I remember. When I wake up not with my alarm clock.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, when I wake up like in the middle of the night, I'm like, okay, I remembered that one. Wow.
But you have to write it down, Alberto.
Okay, yeah.
If not, you will.
I will. No, it's true. I always do. I have a lot of dreams. I know my family is in a lot of my dreams, maybe because I think about them a lot too before I go to sleep and things.
But because you share patterns with them.
Oh, absolutely. My dad and I fell from the same tree. Como decimos, la manzana no cae lejos del árbol.
When you dream about your father, you are dreaming about your inner father.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe your inner father is very alike with your real father. That's
right.
Why your father is in your dreams.
There you go. You see, this is,
because
guys, this is deep stuff.
Yes, it's your role model.
There it is, you know. Dad, get out of my dreams.
No.
And some of my dreams I can't tell you about because At least not on the radio. All right, well, we've got to go to a commercial break, but we've got another half an hour of your favorite show on the radio, The Show with No Name 2.0, still to come. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
The Show with No Name.
Yeah, it's The Show with No Name 2.0 on Bawgan Radio. And we are pushing through this 2 hours. And you know what? We are running out of time. Nos estamos quedando sin tiempo. All right, let's take a look. We're going to look at some more dreams over here. And Beatriz has got a few more that she's going to share with us, some anonymous people or not so anonymous. Go ahead, Beatriz.
Yes, the last one was my car has been stolen.
We know who this is because I
yeah, because she was here. Yes, the car means when the car means the way that you behave in life, the way that you direct your life.
The way you steer. You steer.
You steer.
Si te igual. Yeah, the way you steer your life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If someone has stolen your car, that means that she is acting as someone else's rules, not her rules.
She's playing by someone else's rules.
Yes.
Estás, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It can be conscious or unconsciously.
Right.
Because, for example, a lot of kids, they are not, or persons and people, even adults.
Right.
They run as they are taught.
Okay.
They were taught. But,
sure, sure.
You know, but mm-hmm. now, because they really think that's the way I have to behave.
Sure, they're taught these societal norms.
Yes, yep. That's it. Mm-hmm. That means that this dream. There's another dream spoken about creativity.
Yeah, there you go.
About creativity. For example, when you have a problem in your life and you ask your unconscious for a sign.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In my case, for example, every time the other day, like 1 month ago, I decided to start a diet.
Okay.
And I don't know if this happens to you, but for example, when I start a diet, I feel anxiety. And so I ask to my unconscious to receive.
I asked my unconscious.
I managed to receive an answer mm-hmm. in my dreams. Okay. And I dreamt I was a teacher in a university, and I was talking to another woman, and I was telling her that every time that I started a diet, my body would panic, producing me anxiety, okay? And that makes me eat more.
Okay.
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 So in the dream, I was telling her, I mean, when I was awake, I didn't know how to solve this problem. But
right.
in the dream, I was telling her what I did.
Sure, sure.
That I decided that I would eat everything I wanted.
Okay.
And my body would be rest.
Would be at peace with it, sure,
yeah,
sure.
At peace. Mm-hmm. And my body would limit himself.
And itself.
Mm-hmm. And not ask for more food than I needed.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I woke up and I started to do that exercise.
Okay.
The thing is that I cannot say I'm going into a diet because, you know, I get anxiety.
Yeah, I get horrible. I get cranky. Yo me pongo en plan gruñón.
But the opposite. I will leave the body to get me what, you know, what it agree with it most.
Right, right.
You understand?
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
So, in the dream, I knew it. My unconscious knew it. What is the exercise I can do?
Right.
But, you know, the day before, I
you
was
were
with
like,
a problem.
You're like, I'm going to kill someone soon.
Yeah. So now I say, okay, Betty, you can eat everything you want. You know, and I say, okay, I don't need it.
There you
but
go.
But you cannot eat. Oh, I need something.
It's how you condition. My father said the word diet first is a
horrible
word.
Yes.
Mira las tres primeras letras. Die. Muere.
Yeah, yeah.
And a diet implies something temporary, yes. Whereas a change of habits is something like, okay, well, And that's what they said. A lot of people, myself too, I'm trying to trim down now. Operation Bikini is in full swing over here. And it's the way we visualize food almost a little bit. Like the way we, you know what I mean? Like for myself, I can eat all day. I have no problem eating. I'm happy, I'll eat. I'm sad, I'll eat. I'll eat all day.
For example, if I tell you, Alberto, there's no water, you cannot drink water in the whole day.
I'll drink beer.
Yes, but you need, I mean, you are not anxious for water?
No, if I have beer, I'm okay.
No, but you cannot drink. You understand?
I can't drink. Of course. Okay. We want what we can't have.
And that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to do the opposite. You can drink everything you want.
Drink everything I want. Hasta la agua del florera. Totally native. No.
Totalmente lativo.
So your body will tell you exactly what it needs.
Okay. All right.
That's
cool.
The idea.
Cool.
And that came in a dream.
This was
that solution.
Now tell everyone, because we're running out of time, we've got to say goodbye shortly. Tell us the website and your Twitter account so people can find out more information
as well. Twitter is @autovolucion, and the website is autovolucion.com, and they can find there, you know, all the courses that I give in the weekends, and next weekend I have another one from La Ley de Atracción.
Oh,
and
they can
find everything there in autovolucion.com.
Autoevolucion.com for all that information. Let's take a look at today's totally native saying, and then we've got to say goodbye because we've got the jittery. I just changed the adjective, Drew. Drew's adjective was nervous, but I think you guys knew that one, so I give you a new one. We've got the jittery.
This is
jittery. He's really jittery over here. You can't stand still, this guy. Will you stand still for 5 seconds, Drew? Man, he's nervous and jittery. All right, well, and we're back, guys. Show with the name 2.0. We'll be back tomorrow as well with an awesome show for you. Thank you so much to Beatriz. Thanks for being here, Beatriz.
Thank you.
Thank you to the birds, los pájaros, over here. The birds, the angry birds, the hungry birds. The hungry birds. And that's it. And thanks to the listeners. Thank you guys for hanging out and having a good time with us here on the Show with No Name 2.0. We'll be back tomorrow. I promise.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.